This is Voice of Korea.
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 Begin the English language transmission from Pyongyang, the capital of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Dear listeners, you're welcome to Voice of Korea. Now here is what you hear in this transmission. First the news, the music followed by the 20th installment of the great leader Kim Jong-un's work, Socialism is a Science. And then we present an aphorism of the great leader Kim Jong-il, and an anecdote under the title, Leader Kim Jong-un's Outlook on Life. And then an interview under the title, Nations and Pleasure Ground Reshaped. After that we present an article. Leader Kim Jong-il said, all the officers of the Ministry of People's Security, servicemen of the Korean People's Security Forces, and other soldier builders have built a great edifice to be handed down in the Sungun era, and thus powerfully demonstrated once again the might of the interior force as the political defender of the party and reliable defender of the people's lives and property. And he highly estimated their feats and gave thanks of the supreme commander to them. Noting that the Taedonggang General Fruit Farm is a model farm of important significance in supplying fruits to the Korean people and developing the fruit farming of the country on a modern basis, he put forward the next stage target for the expansion of the capacity of the farm. He expressed the deep belief that the Ministry of People's Security and the soldier builders under the ministry and all the party members and working people of the farm would create new miracles and feats in the worthwhile travel for the prosperity of the country and the happiness of the people. And he kindly sent many vehicles and cultural equipment to the farm as gifts. After looking around the Taedonggang General Fruit Farm, Leader Kim Jong-il put forward highly important tasks which should serve as a guideline in developing the fruit farming of the country onto a new high stage. He expressed the belief that all the party members and working people in the field of fruit farming would bring about a fresh revolutionary upsurge in production and make an active contribution to bringing earlier the abundant future of a great, prosperous and powerful nation.
The great leader Kim Jong-il, General Secretary of the Workers' Party of Korea and Chairman of the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, gave field guidance to the newly built Seokjung Pig Farm and Seokjung Preserved Vegetables Factory. the first leg of its field defense was the Sukchung pig farm newly built in the suburbs of Pyongyang. After being briefed on the farm before its full view picture, he looked around the interior and exterior of the farm for several hours and got familiar with its construction, technical equipment, breeding, and pork processing. Leader Kim Jong-il expressed great satisfaction over the modern pig farm, wonderfully built by builders in a little over 1 year, and highly appreciated their devoted services for the prosperity of the country, noting that the Sukchung pig farm is the best farm which has been built on a high qualitative level and put on a scientific and intensive basis in keeping with the requirement of the new century. He was very pleased with another wealth of eternal value for the people's happiness to be handed down to posterity, saying the Sukchung pig farm is important in improving the diet of the people. He put forward highly important tasks which should serve as a guideline in the management of the farm. Then, leader Kim Jong-il gave on-site guidance to the newly built Sukchung Preserved Vegetables factory. Looking around different production processes of the factory, he learned in detail about its construction, technical equipment, and production. He expressed great satisfaction over the fact that the builders have wonderfully built another modern food processing factory for the people in a short span of time and highly appreciated their merits. He said the preserved vegetables are favorite traditional popular foodstuff of the Korean people, which are made with vegetables growing in any parts of the country, and therefore, if the factories are built up profitably and their management is organized meticulously as this factory does, it is possible to make a great contribution to making the people's diet diverse in a short span of time. And he underscored the need to increase the number of such factories in all provinces and give a help to the improvement of the people's livelihood. He expressed a deep belief that the officials and other employees of the factory would effect a great upsurge in production with the spirit of devoted service to the people and thus actively contribute to the improvement of the people's livelihood. That day, leader Kim Jong-il saw a new type of road paving equipment used by the road builders. He acquainted himself with the structure, performance, and working principles of the road paving equipment and saw them working. He must wonderfully build all the roads to suit the features of a great, prosperous, and powerful social nation in a short span of time and hand a more beautiful country better to live in down to the posterity, he said, and indicated the tasks and ways for the purpose. He said, as the powerful culture-based industry the Korean people have firmly consolidated in the teeth of all trials began to display tremendous productive potentials, great innovations and great leap forward unprecedented in history are being effected in the country, realizing the long-desired ideal. He earnestly called for working with redoubled efforts as the day of victory is coming nearer and thus bringing earlier the bright future of a thriving nation.
The Lion News Agency on November 25th reported in detail the news that the great leader Kim Jong-il appreciated the performances given by the members of the itinerant art schools of the Kim Jong-il Electric Locomotive Complex, the Tian Heavy Machine Complex, and the Tobacco Complex, and the art spoken members of the Pyongyang Children's Foodstuff Factory, and the art performance given by the soldiers of a company under Korean People's Army Unit 147, and that he inspected the headquarters of the Ministry of People's Security. On the same day, the Egyptian newspaper Al-Masawa reported the news of its inspection of the headquarters of the Ministry of People's Security and its field guidance to the July 18th cattle farm under Korean People's Army Unit 580. Many industrial establishments in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea fulfilled their annual plans and November plans during the fierce 100-day campaign. The miners of the Tsedium and Unyil mines in South Korea province finished the November plan of iron ore production at 115 and 103% respectively as of the 25th and the 26th, and the Anzu area coal mining complex the annual coal production plan at 100.2% as of the 28th. The Ryongan Provincial Forestry Management Bureau carried out the November plan of log production ahead of schedule. The senior meeting here in Pyongyang finished the annual national economic plan on our indices more than 2 months ahead of schedule, and more than 130 workers of the mill fulfilled their two-year assignments.
An AFC Pro Diploma Coaching course was held at Kim Il-sung Stadium in Pyongyang. It was given by British and German lecturers from November 2nd to 22nd. Participating in the course were those with A-class coach qualification of the AFC Sports Masters and coaches of the national selection. The course dealt with different issues, including the training for physical development of footballers.
Leaders of different political parties of Nepal, including Zalimat Kanal, chairman of the Central Committee of the Nepal Communist Party, United Marxist-Leninist, and Narayan Manbijukse, chairman of the Central Committee of the Workers' and Peasants' Party of Nepal, met and had a talk with a delegation of the Workers' Party of Korea, headed by Park Kyung-sun, deputy department director of the party Central Committee, on a visit to Nepal between November the 24th and the 26th. Park Kyung-sun conveyed the regards of the great leader Kim Jong-il to the party leaders of Nepal. They expressed deep sense for it and asked him to convey their warm greetings to General Secretary of the Workers' Party of Korea, Kim Jong-il, saying the brilliant successes made by the Workers' Party of Korea and the Korean people in the revolution and construction under the leadership of great President Kim Il-sung and respected Kim Jong-il greatly affected the global socialist cause. The party leaders of Nepal added that the Suchi idea created by President Kim Il-sung and developed and enriched by respected Kim Jong-il serves as the banner of a struggle of all the progressive parties of the world. Meanwhile, Mainali, General Secretary of the Central Committee of the Nepal Communist Party, Marxist-Leninist, met the delegation of the Workers' Party of Korea.
The United Confederation of Koreans in Ukraine issued a statement on the 26th in denunciation of the guise of the South Korean Ministry of Unification for their anti-reunification confrontation moves worsening the inter-Korean relations. The statement said, Minister of Unification Shin In-taek and other guys opposed to reunification cried again for non-nukes opening and increase of per capita income to $3,000. And coexistence and co-prosperity for confrontation against a fellow countryman at the recent academic meeting. It is a shameless sophistry to cover up the crime of having driven the North-South relations into catastrophe and conceal their color as the confrontation element. The statement stressed a need to remove the guise of the South Korean Ministry of Unification as early as possible for reunification and the nation.
The South Korean Puppet Court of Justice inflicted punishment on members of the Solidarity for the implementation of the South-North Joint Declaration, a progressive reunification movement organization, on the 27th. The court accused them of having formed the Solidarity and made and disseminated enemy-benefiting documents supporting the demand of the North, and passed two-year prison life on the permanent co-representative of the Solidarity, who had been accused without physical restraint last year. The court also inflicted punishment upon the former chairman of the Organizational Committee of the Solidarity and the managing editor and the secretary general of the June 15th TV under the Solidarity.
The members of the All People Measure Committee to check the killing of four rivers and keep the rivers of life in South Korea held a meeting in Deuzhou, Gyeonggi Province on the 27th, denouncing the authorities for their moves to readjust the four rivers. Speakers at the meeting said, though the authorities know that readjustment of the four rivers is an act of ecological destruction, they are befooling the people while clamoring about the revival of rivers and demanding an immediate end to such act.
The South Korean labor circle resisted the tyranny of the authorities against the government employees union. At a so-called meeting of the disciplinary committee on November the 23rd, the South Korean authorities issued a decision on dismissing the first chairman of the Government Employees Union organized by merging the National Government Employees Union for Democracy and the National Government Employees Union from the post of government employee on the charge of the violation of the rules to ban collective acts of the Lord and government employees. Earlier, the authorities dismissed co-chairpersons of the union on the same charge and decided to proceed against the 16 core members of the union criminally and submit 105 members to disciplinary action. In connection with it, the South Korean Confederation of Trade Unions released a statement on the 23rd, strongly denouncing the authorities for their tyrannic decision. The government employees union said the present government is desperate and severe to gag the government employees and expel the will to continue the power struggle until the authorities realize the policy for the people.
The 11th International Conference of Communist and Workers' Parties on the 22nd expressed full support to the just cause of the Workers' Party of Korea and the Korean people for building a great, prosperous and powerful socialist nation. The statement adopted at the conference said, under the leadership of the Workers' Party of Korea, the Korean people are working hard to open the gate to a thriving socialist nation by 2012, marking the centenary birth anniversary of the great leader, President Kim Il-sung. The statement noted that under the wise leadership of the Workers' Party of Korea, headed by Great General Secretary Kim Jong-il, the grand plan and target of the Korean people to build a great, prosperous and powerful socialist nation in a few years will certainly be realized. The statement said, the successes made in Korea in recent years serve as a great inspiration in defending and victoriously advancing the socialist cause on a worldwide scale and give a great joy and hope to the progressive humankind aspiring after socialism. The statement expressed full support and solidarity to the Workers' Party of Korea and the Korean people in their dynamic efforts to successfully accomplish the cause of building a great, prosperous and powerful socialist nation, while resolutely frustrating all kinds of challenges and obstructions of the United States and other hostile forces.
The head of the DPRK delegation spoke at the 26th session of the General Assembly of the International Maritime Organization on November the 24th. He said, under the wise leadership of Great Kim Jong-il, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea has entered the turning phase of building a rich and powerful nation. Now, a firm guarantee has been provided to ensure a durable peace on the Korean Peninsula, which enables us to concentrate all efforts on the building of an economic power. As a member state of the International Maritime Organization, the DPRK is taking an active part in the activities of the organization and directing great efforts to the development of marine transport of the country for the building of an economic power. During the session of the General Assembly, the DPRK has been admitted to different conventions for preventing sea pollution and ensuring safe voyage. The government of the DPRK will in the future too further strengthen and develop the friendly and cooperative relations with the International Maritime Organization and all other member states of the organization under the idea of the consistent foreign policy, independence, peace and friendship, and make an active contribution to the international efforts for safe voyage and prevention of sea pollution, the head of the DPRK delegation noted. And that's the end of the news read by Song Chul and Kim Chun-oh. This is Voice of Korea.
Dear listeners, now is the time for broadcasting the great leader Kim Jong-il's work, Socialism is a Science. Today we bring you the 12th installment. Our party's politics are characterized by love and trust and a benevolent politics. They constitute the basic factor that defines our socialism's advantages and invincibility. Thanks to the benevolent politics of the party and the leader, our people enjoy a most worthwhile and dignified life. Their novel socio-political integrity is enhanced under our own style of a socialist system, which is centered on the popular masses. It is a true feature of our society that all its members form a large harmonious family. They trust, love and help each other and enjoy a worthwhile and happy life together. In our country, everyone regards and supports the leader as they would their own father. They trust and follow the party, regarding its embrace as that of their own mother. The leader, the party and the people form one social-political organism and share the same destiny. The whole of society overflows with the communist morality. For instance, one devotes one's own life without hesitation to save one's revolutionary comrade from danger, and young men and women become life companions of honorably disabled soldiers and take warm care of orphans and old people without support as they would their own relations. This is a proud result of the benevolent politics of our party. the vitality of the benevolent politics of our party finds expression not only in our people's noble spiritual and moral traits, but also in their upright and equitable material and cultural lives, which improves as the days go by. All our people are free from worries about food, clothing, and housing. They continue to learn throughout their whole life and enjoy long lives in good health thanks to free and compulsory education and free medical care. In our country, the state provides stable jobs for all able-bodied working people. It looks after the whole population under its responsibility and even takes warm care of those who have temporarily lost the ability to walk, those without this ability, and all the people without support. Aged revolutionaries and war veterans, honorably disabled soldiers, and meritorious people enjoy their worthwhile life under the state's care, held in the people's high esteem and love. The younger generation is basking in the great benefits of the party's benevolent politics. They are successors to the revolution and the future of our country and nation. The future of the revolution and the destiny of the country and nation depend on how they are brought up. Therefore, their upbringing cannot be the sole responsibility of their parents. In capitalist society, where the future of the younger generation depends on their parents' purse, they cannot avoid falling victim to social inequality and social evils. Due to the aggression and intervention of the imperialists and the plunder of the exploiter class, many of the young generation throughout the world lose their lives or are maimed by war, social conflict, disease and hunger, or they wander about the streets, committing crimes and degenerating. By contrast, in our socialist society, with its benevolent politics, the state brings up all the younger generation. Our party and state accrue them the warmest love and solicitude. In our country, they study to their heart's content under the best 11-year universal compulsory education system and are supplied with school uniforms and school things by the state. Thanks to the warmest love and care of the party and the leader, the state and society, our younger generation is growing up happily without envying anyone. All the popular policies enforced in our country today prove the superiority of our own style of socialist system, which is centered on popular masses. These policies emanate from the noble love of the party and the leader for the people. Benevolent politics is the traditional method. Its historical root had already been created by the great leader Comrade Kim Il-sung in the days of the anti-Japanese revolution and was further deepened and developed by him as the revolution and construction advanced. So far we brought you the 12th installment of the great leader Kim Il-sung's work, Socialism is a Science. This is Voice of Korea.
This time we bring you an aphorism of the great leader Kim Il-sung. Faith is the main criterion for the value of life.
Faith is a main criterion for the value of life.
Here is an anecdote in a painting, Leader Kim Il-sung's outlook on life. The following happened in the autumn of a year. One day, an official called on the great leader Kim Il-sung and talked with him about the outlook on life. The official asked him why he laughs and he sneers. Laughing a harsh laugh, Kim Il-sung said, "The revolutionaries have what they should keep till the last moment of their life. It is the revolutionary faith. They should fight to honor the revolutionary faith in their lifetime and keep it even at their deathbed. It is the life of a revolutionary. It is a definition of the characteristics of a revolutionary." Looking at the official, Kim Il-sung continued, "I love most ardently the revolutionary faith, the spiritual mainstay built high in my heart. Every day I whip myself and boil the hot blood of my heart, wondering if there is not a crack in my revolutionary faith." Deeply moved by his words, the official asked again, "What sort of people he loves and hates most?" Leader Kim Il-sung said, "He loves most the man who is strong in faith and unchangeable in any adversity, and has unbreakable and unbending will, and hates most the man who has no faith and is weak in will and easily yielding." The official was deeply impressed by leader Kim Jong-il, saying he only loves the man with a strong revolutionary faith and disgustingly hates those giving up their revolutionary faith. What he said that day was a precious instruction, teaching the philosophy of life of a revolutionary that he should love the revolutionary faith more than his life and keep the revolutionary faith till the last moment of his life. An aphorism of the great leader Kim Jong-il and an anecdote under the title, Leader Kim Jong-il's Outlook on Life. This is Voice of Korea.
He now bring your female quartet. You will always follow only his intention.
The treasure ground in Mount Myeonghyang, a celebrated mountain of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, has been recently reshaped, evoking admiration of the visitors. To introduce the excellent Myeonghyang treasure ground, The editorial staff of Voice of Korea presents an interview with a reporter who visited the pleasure ground. Nyeongsan Pleasure Ground reshaped. Hello.
Hello.
Today I'd like to hear about unusual impressions you got while looking around the reshaped Nyeongsan Pleasure Ground.
I got new impressions there. Especially the newly paved mountaineering route to the Isonon Falls and the Mampu Ravine impressed me most.
People admire the route, calling it smart mountaineering route. You'll be more specific about it.
Yes, along the mountaineering route, the visitors can go up to the Isonon Forest at a stretch without having mud on their overshoes even after rain. The flyovers of unique new architectural style spanning the chasm between the precipitous cliffs can be flung in the air. The covered resting places with massive rocks as roofs, stone benches of different shapes and colors, and the handrails installed in the shape of clusters of grapes and grapevine are really wonderful. All things on the mountaineering route attracted my curiosity and attention.
The mountaineering route is associated with the idea of leader Kim Jong-un, and the people live in heaven.
Sure. Going up the Isonon Forest, you can see the letters Isonon Forest in commemoration of the day when the dear leader Kim Jong-un named the forest May 26, 1981. According to an old man who lived alone in Mount Bucheon, the present route leading to Piru Peak had not been trodden by people, for it had been overgrown with shrubs and stone bushes. So people had only seen it in the distance, though they wanted to see the beautiful scenery. But leader Kim Jong-un trod the route to open the mountaineering route for the first time, and has such a splendid one with us today.
In the upper left, leader Kim Jong-un looked around the reshaped Nyeongsan Pleasure Ground and indicated the orientation route for its construction and management, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Today, we went around the south same route from the entrance to Habiru, lower Piru Peak to the Mampu Ravine for many hours, and said with great satisfaction that as the Nyeongsan Pleasure Ground was built up better as a result of eternal value, our people have come to fully enjoy themselves in the world famous mountain. Today, the Korean people visit the Nyeongsan Pleasure Ground and reshaped thanks to leader Kim Jong-il, and enjoy themselves like fairies in legend, commanding a bird's-eye view of the scenery of Mount Myeongcheong.
Thank you for your kind explanation about the reshaped Nyeongsan Pleasure Ground. You've just had an interview, Nyeongsan Pleasure Ground reshaped. This is Voice of Korea. Now, you listen to an article, Sungdong Politics is Politics of Love for the Country, Nation, and People. Sungdong, or Army First Politics, adopted by the Workers' Party of Korea today, is the politics of love for the country, nation, and people. The reason why Sungdong Politics is politics of love for the country, nation, and people is that its main objective is to defend the destiny of the country, nation, and people. The existence of the country and nation is determined by national power. National power means military power. When the military power is strong, the country and nation can be defended from any aggressive forces, but when it is weak, the rights to existence of the country and nation are trampled underfoot by aggressors. The present reality of Iraq and Afghanistan shows it well. Due to their weak military power, they were deprived of their sovereignty overnight by the US and other imperialists, and the nations were torn to pieces and suffered a scourge of conflicts almost every day. Furthermore, their people's elementary human rights are mercilessly trampled down. But they cannot say even a word of protest against it. It is because their military power is weak. Security and peace of the world are being ruthlessly destroyed owing to the high-handedness and arbitrariness of the US and other imperialists. The present reality requires that every country further strengthen its military power. Politics representing such a requirement rests correctly in the Sungdong Politics of Korea that regards military affairs as the most important of state affairs. With the Sungdong Politics, the DPRK strengthens national power in every way and defends the destiny of the country and nation from the aggressive moves of the imperialists and guarantees the independent rights and fundamental interests of the people. That is why many institutes for the study of Sungdong Politics are being organized not only in the progressive countries of the world, but also in the Western countries including the United States and Great Britain.
The world people actively studied Ascendant politics, highly praising it as the banner of victory and almighty treasured sword. In the future too, the Korean people will greatly strengthen military power of the country by fully applying the Ascendant politics to the revolution and construction and frustrate the enemy's war moves and honorably defend their country, nation and people with arms. You've just read an article, Ascendant politics is politics of love for the country, nation and people. This is Voice of Korea.
This time we present impressions of foreigners who visited the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Sean Pickford, Secretary General of the British Group for the Study of the Chuseok Idea, said,
"The U.S. has always mercifully tried to attack and stifle the DPRK, beginning from time of Korea's division in 1945 up to the present time. But every time Korea has moved victorious, we have moved victorious on July 27, 1953. You emerged victorious over the Kublai incident, when we sent a spy ship into your territorial waters and some boats, but you did not give in to our intimidation. And in the present time, they're trying to intimidate your country by launching a psychological offensive against the DPRK. The DPRK is a country which cannot be bullied by anybody because it has outstanding leadership. It has the leadership of General Kim Jong-un, who is a military and political world genius. And I'm sure that British and progressive world public opinion, mm-hmm. we believe, that Korea will emerge victorious of this confrontation, and eventually there will be security throughout the world, enhancing global independence, all due to the Songun politics of General Kim Jong-un."
Nikolai Polishuk, chairman of the Ukrainian Credit Sword of Songun Association for the Study of the Chuseok Idea, said,
"Полководец Ким Чен Ир в своих идейно-теоретических трудах проводил идею страны, способной на самооборону, как одно из главных качеств порталов самостоятельности государства.
In his ideological and theoretical works, leader Kim Jong-il said, the Songun or army first idea is a fundamental guarantee to defend a country and independence. During our visit to your country, we have seen that the reality of your country proves the validity of the Songun idea. Thanks to the powerful Songun politics, the prospect of the building of a great, prosperous and powerful nation in your country is very bright, and the Korean people's cause for building a thriving nation will be accomplished victoriously."
You've been listening to impressions of foreigners who visited the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. This is Voice of Korea.
This time we bring a female solo and chorus, My Country of Songun, a song representing the boundless love of the Korean people for the socialist fatherland, dignified with Songun under the leadership of respected Kim Jong-il.
was an economic power in 2012. Non-presenter Mike Sadekai, production of Reading Machines Boosty. Dear listeners, this is the Tostein Machine Factory in Pyongyang, a capital of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Here we are reporting news of the workers of this factory, effecting miracles and innovations in the production of living machines. Seen in the compound of the factory are news of the successes made in the production of living machines every day and every hour. Machines are in full operation at full capacity in every workshop. Let's listen to Hwang Gil-soo, manager of the Pyongyang Textile Machine Factory.
우리 평양 방직기 공장은 전국의 외수들이 10월에 창설되었습니다. 공장에는 공구직장과 중무직장, 강공직장, 조립직장, 강공직장,
강공직장. The Pyongyang Textile Machine Factory was established in October 1952. They have different workshops including tool, casting, processing, assembling and forging workshops. Now all the officials and workers of the factory have turned out as one in the production of the weaving machines with high zeal. They invent and manufacture new efficient weaving machines with their strength and technology and normalize production on a high level.
According to him, the weaving machines produced at the factory are highly productive, noiseless, and convenient to handle. Now the lead operators of machining workshop 1 are cutting off pieces, turning different needles at full capacity. They skillfully load new work pieces on the leaders and switch on. The inspectors are technically picking up the processed products beside the leaders, turning thin iron chips coiling up. Their sweaty faces seem to show their high resolve to unconditionally finish their processing plan within their shift. Deputy head of the workshop, Li Chengjin, says,
지금 직장에서는 세금의 위험성도 비슷하다고 했지만 대부분의 단순들을 강화하고 있습니다.
Now the workshop is processing more than 100 kinds of accessories necessary for the manufacture of a new type flexible rapier weaving machine. The workshop continues to increase the level of skills of all the machine operators so that they can ensure the accuracy in processing accessories.
While talking with the deputy head of the workshop, the innovators who have carried out the production plan of their ships before the deadline are reported on the news board. Meanwhile, in the precision processing workshop with 20 center lathe, vertical processing lathe, gantry processing lathe, and different other machines arranged in good order, work pieces are being precisely processed automatically according to the program input by the machine operator. Machine operator Lin Yongjin said,
지금 유연창 때 직기 제작에 필요한 압력협조 형태로 강화하고 있습니다. 이 형태만 강화하면 하루 계획은 문제가 없습니다. 지금 우리 노동계급
Now we are processing guide lattice mode necessary for the manufacture of flexible rapier weaving machines. When the mold processing is finished, we can carry out our plan for today. Now our workers are devoting all their wisdom and zeal to the production of weaving machines to fling open the gate to a great prosperous operation in 2012, marking the centenary birth anniversary of the great leader, Kaisan Kim Il-sung.
The weaving machine assembly workshop is testing new machines. The completed weaving machines standard level are turning with a pleasant arm. Dear listeners, Korea will become an economic power in the near future thanks to the high zeal of not only the workers of the Pyongyang Textile Machine Factory, but all the Korean people. You've been listening to a Mike Fad account, production of weaving machines posted from the radio program Towards an Economic Power in 2012. This is Voice of Korea.
Now you will enjoy your female quartet.
Advance
towards a hopeful future.
Dear listeners, with this we conclude English Language Service of Voice of Korea from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Voice of Korea presents its English Language Service for Europe between 13 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC on 7,570 kHz and 12,015 kHz. From North America, between 13 and 14 hours UTC, and between 15 and 16 hours UTC, on 9,335 kHz and 11,710 kHz. And for Northeast Asia, between 1 and 2 hours UTC, and between 3 and 4 hours UTC, on 7,140 kHz, 9,345 kHz, and 9,730 kHz. Goodbye, this is Pyongyang.